Hello, welcome to the Lewisburg United Methodist Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit lwbumc.com.
Question for you. When Jesus was born, God wanted to tell everybody that he was born, but he couldn't call them up on the phone. He couldn't write it in the newspaper. How did he tell everybody that Jesus was born?
Star.
He put a star. And where did he put the star?
Up in the sky.
He put the star up in the sky. Well, how did they know? They see a star, but then what did they do? They followed the star.
They thought it meant something.
They thought it meant something. It was a sign from God that something good just happened. So those shepherds, they saw the star, so they followed it. And when they got it shone down, and there was Jesus. Who else followed the star?
The wise men.
The wise men. And today we're going to talk about how the three wise men, we're not really sure if there was three, but we know that there were some wise people that came and followed the star to find Jesus.
I know there was three wise.
You know that there was three, and we can see up there, right? There's three up there. Three wise men followed the star to find Jesus. Can we follow a star today to find Jesus?
No.
But we can come to church and we learn all about Jesus. I want you to be a star today. Can you be a star? Can you change into a star? No. But you can pretend to be a star. I want you to be a star today, and everybody you see, I want you to tell them about Jesus. Because this message was sent from God to tell everybody about Jesus. So I want you to tell everybody about Jesus. And I'm going to give you a little star that you can have to, when you pretend to be a star. And have everybody follow you. They can follow you to church. They can follow you wherever and tell them that you know Jesus. You know that he loves you very much. Okay? All right, let's say a little prayer and you can repeat it after me. Dear God, thank you for Jesus, and thank you for the star. Help me to remember that I can be a very special star and tell everyone I know that Jesus was born and he loves me and you very much. I love you, and I know you love me too. Amen.
Thank you so much for having me today. When I was young, I wanted to be a mom. I wanted to raise kids, cook dinner, volunteer. And I learned it through college, you got to kind of pay your dues. So I went to work full time. And in mid-90s, my husband and I moved back to West Virginia. And we thought, it's time to start a family. We quickly realized over a long journey that adoption would be our plan, and we set out to find an agency and do all the right things, home studies, etc. And through all of that, of course, I prayed. I prayed for children, I wanted that family, and over I repeated that prayer, or I turned to God for comfort or answers. You have to pardon me. I can talk to preschoolers all day long, but I get nervous in front of a crowd. Well, fast forward all these years later, and my prayers have been answered in tenfolds. I not only have my son who's headed back to college and my daughter who's with me today, but I have, in just this year alone, 48 children in the children's wing. So, and that's in my 6th year. So if you count all that up, that's a lot of answered prayers. So I just wanted to share that God is good. I'm blessed. Thank you.
I am reading today from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 4. Rise up and shine, for your light has come. The shining greatness of the Lord has risen upon you. For see, darkness will cover the earth, much darkness will cover the people. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his shining greatness will be seen upon you. Lift up your eyes and look around you and see. This is the word of God for the people of God.
So we know that the word epiphany means to have a revelation, to notice and to see how God shines into our life story. But in the time of the Bible, there was actually a festival of epiphany, which I think would be a really cool thing if we had, because the festival means they would gather together and they would share ways that God revealed himself to you. Wouldn't that be so neat to gather and go, okay, how did God show up for you in your life story this past year? When did you notice him? When was his presence there for you? You know, for some folks, he shows up most distinctly when you're having a dark time, when you've suffered a loss. Somehow, he just seems to be right there with you. When you're in the doctor's office and you hear the report that you didn't really want to hear, somehow, God seems to sit right there beside you. The darkness might include your hospital room. It might include that you are having marital distress, and God shows up for you there. And then sometimes people tend to notice that God shows up in more of the times that are light, times when it's sunny and things are going well, and you have sort of a sense of hope within your spirit. But regardless, God shows up for folks. And so this idea of epiphany is being aware that God is here. You know, I work with teenagers a lot of my time, and I tell the teenagers almost weekly, get in God's way. What that means is I try to tell them, put yourself in situations and ways that you can hear God's voice. Get in God's way. Put yourself in his way. Isaiah, who was the prophet that Tyler just read from, he gives us ideas of how to put ourselves in the way of God, how to set yourself up to have an epiphany. And he says it really simply. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come. So he sort of tells us how spiritually we set ourselves up to notice God. And then the wise men who we've been focused on this morning that followed the star, they model for us what Isaiah is talking about. So I want us to look at it. Let's start with that word arise. You know, I like that word because if you're going to arise, it means you're getting up. It means you're going to go do something. You're going to do something different than the way you've done it in the past. It's time to move. It's time to do something new and to see where God's going to take you. That's how it happened for the wise men. Remember in the passage of the story of the wise men, it says, after they heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. When the Bible talks about the wise men, they went on their way. They weren't just lollygagging and walking around and doing their same old normal thing they do day after day. They weren't stuck in their routine. When it says they went on their way, it means they went a different way. It means they had a plan, but they decided, I'm going to go with this plan that God seems to have. They arise, and they get up, and they start to move. They change their course, and not just casually, but with intention. The wise men were open to something new that God was going to do. Are you open to something new that God might want to do in you in 2019? Are you aware? Are your eyes wide open, as the passage says? How many of you have heard that quote about insanity, that the definition of insanity is this? I'll have to read it to you. doing the things the way you have always done it and expecting to get different results. You know, we have to set ourselves up for an aha moment, for a living, life-giving breath of God. We have to open ourselves that things might look different, that I might do something different in 2019 than I did in 2018. It might be something really simple for you. If any of you have had that call on your spirit where you say, you know, I don't want to just do church on Sunday mornings, although that's good. I want to spend some time with Jesus throughout my week. We put up here, right here on the altar, devotion books. So the way you would arise is you would just go and get one. And you would say, you know what? I'm going to spend some time with Jesus, talking to him and fellowshipping with him and being open to his voice each day. Maybe for some of you, your call this year is that you want to minister, that you want to be that person that when you think of someone, you begin to pray for them for just a moment and then maybe even write them a card that says, I just thought of you today and I'm praying for you. Or shoot them a text message that says, I've been thinking about you today. For others of us, maybe one of those things that would help us kind of get up and arise is to put away the screen. I don't know which screen you like to look at the most, if it's the TV screen or the phone screen or the computer screen. But what if, just a little bit different, we took a break from that? Hey, for this hour a day, I'm going to have it off. I'm going to put it over where I'm not going to be bothered by it. As followers of Jesus, we have to be open to doing something different. I think part of that doing something different is acknowledging that there are some things we've always done the same way, and we've got to let go of those things. Maybe that word arise has something to do with letting go. The wise men had to. They had to let go. They had to let go of some of that control of their lives. They went on a journey, and they didn't know for sure where they were going. There were a lot of unknowns. There were highs and there were lows. There were dark paths that they'd stumble, and there were light paths that were free and easy. But in that letting go, the wise men found the richest blessing of their life. Had they just stayed and played it safe and kept things just the same, they would have never had the experience that they did with getting to truly worship Jesus. It reminds me of my dog. Many of you know that I own a Bassador. It's a Basset Hound mixed with a yellow Labrador. So it's a creature. It looks like a yellow lab, but it's got like 6-inch legs. Well, on top of that, one of the legs is missing because when I was walking her a few years ago, she was hit by a car. And so for about a year or more, I just knew that leg was going to start working again. So I kept it on there. And so instead of taking the leg off, I took her to an acupuncturist. I took her to a physical therapist. I took her to a massage therapist. I did water therapy. I did massage therapy. And finally, one day when I was at the acupuncturist's office, she looked at me and she said, you know, Honeycomb has let go of her leg. You've got to let go. She said, Honeycomb is okay with her leg not working, but you've got to get okay with it. Well, I still didn't listen because I just knew it was going to come back. And so I came to Lewisburg, and she still had that leg on for over a year, just dragging it around the neighborhood. Dr. Mary Ann came over. I just met her. She was staff parish chairman, so she welcomed me at the parsonage. I don't think she even noticed me because she's just looking at this dog with this leg that's hanging. And she says to me, please, let me take it off. Well, I did let her take it off. And do you know what happened when I let go? That dog is happy now. That dog can run. It can still chase squirrels. It doesn't have to drag something around with it. Who would have thunk that letting go would make a life actually richer? What do you need to let go of this year? What are you hanging on to that is not serving you well? We've got to arise, Isaiah says, and do something different. Then he says this word, shine. I want you to share out loud, holler out some things that shine. What is something that shines? The sun. Metal. What was that? Light bulbs. All of these things that shine, you know how they shine? Because they have a maker, and so do you. Here's what the wise men say. The star was seen in the east, and it went right ahead of them, and it stopped over the place where the child was. Isaiah says this in his passage, darkness will cover the earth. Much darkness will cover the people. See, what's happening is we're acknowledging that there's darkness. There's darkness all around us. This world can be crazy, and it can get dark. But there is a light that is shining, and we've got to decide where we're going to put our attention. What are we going to focus on? I think the idea of shine is just simply acknowledging that God is bigger than you, and he's bigger than me. He is bigger than that problem that you're facing. He is bigger than that health concern. He is bigger than that marital bump in the road that you might be having. He is bigger than your dream and your wildest adventure that you can imagine. I've shared before, but I just love this idea about the desert. You know, there's two birds that are most prominent that you would find in the desert. One's called a vulture, and one's called a hummingbird. And they both do really well. They survive well in the desert, but they survive on two totally different things. The vulture zooms around and looks for anything dead and decaying and what we would say is kind of full of stench. And that's how it thrives. But the hummingbird flies over the exact same desert but never even notices what's dying and what's decaying. The hummingbird looks for those red flowers where it can swoop down and get some sweet nectar. What is it that you're focused on? Where is your attention? Where does your spirit want to spend time this year? What are you seeking? Because whatever you seek, you will find it. The light has come. That's the last thing that Isaiah says. He says, arise, he says, shine, and then he says, for your light has come. You know what I noticed about that this week? It has come already. You don't have to wait anymore. You're not waiting for the light to come. You're not waiting for God to show up in your life story. It says your light has already come. You've already got everything you need. I like how Peter says it. In 2 Peter, he says, God's power gives you everything you need for life and for godliness. You've already got all the light that you need. Isaiah, in his passion, says this, lift up your eyes, look around you, and see, because your light has come. May we go into this new year ready to arise and to shine and to acknowledge that our light has come. And the light is Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. God, we thank you for this gift of Epiphany. How we need it. How we need one of those aha moments where we breathe in a spiritual breath of fresh air. Where your Holy Spirit takes over the corners of our hearts that he has not had access to because we've closed him off. May we be open. May we be wide in our spirits to receive you. In Jesus' name, amen. What a beautiful opportunity to notice God, to have a revelation, and that's through communion, which is what we're going to do today in our first worship of 2019. So if you are a communion steward that's going to be helping us, we'd love for you to come and help us get prepared. This is a sweet opportunity in your spiritual life to just be reminded that God's grace is big enough for everybody. The United Methodist table is not owned by this church or owned by this sanctuary. It is owned by God, and he says all people are welcome. So we would love for you to come in just a moment, and you'll take a piece of bread, you'll receive it, and then you'll dip it into the cup, which is called intinction, and receive the gift that God wants to be in relationship with you. Let us remember what happened on that night. He took the bread, you're fine, and he lifted it up. And he broke it, and he said, this is my body, which was broken for you. Every time you eat of it, please remember me. That same night, he took the cup, and he lifted it up so that everybody could see. And he said, this is my blood, which I pour out for you, because I want to be in relationship with you. I want to reveal myself through love. So So as you come, the altar rail is always open for prayer, to ask God for a revelation. We have candles that could be lit in the back if you want to remember someone or to ask God to be with you in this new year. So we pray that you'll come as you are ready. Let us pray. God, thank you for this gift of communion. May it be a revelation to our spirits today that you are good, that you are God, that you are love. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from the Lewisburg United Methodist Church. We pray that you are blessed by God's Word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lwbumc.com.